mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the oceans in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide. The Savior.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail, with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. It is indeed a great pleasure to be back with those who listen to radio station XEG of Monterrey, Mexico. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and of course, Willie Murphy coming to you once again for our Friday evening visit. It seems that the days are swiftly passing by, and before long now, Christmas will be here, and then shortly thereafter, the year of 1965 will be gone forever. We certainly hope that each of you are well and enjoying the blessings of the Lord. We also hope that each of you may redeem the time which we have remaining to work for eternal souls, and that we may make the best use of all the time which we have available on our hands. Please notice now a scripture in Matthew chapter 20 and beginning at verse 1. I quote, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? Here is this parable of the laborers in the vineyard. We see clearly the conditions existing in the world today. In fact, even in the temporal work which many have to do, they find it very difficult to obtain those who are willing and ready to work with their hands. Yet all the while, there are those who claim to be looking for work, and yet they are unwilling to accept the job which is offered to them. Now, let me offer a suggestion here that what more able-bodied men and women need is not an offer for others to supply their needs without them turning a hand, but what they need is a desire great enough to cause them to accept a job of work and to be busy in helping to supply the needs of themselves and of their families. Now, of course, I'm only speaking of those who are able to work. This would not include those who may be sick or unable to hold a job. Now, take a look at this scripture in Proverbs chapter 24 and beginning with verse 30. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come. We see then that one may have accumulated a little inheritance and have a nice home with a garden spot and many of the conveniences of life. But if these things are neglected, it will not be long before the roof on the home is leaking, the plumbing is faulty, the grass needs cutting, and the weeds are taking the vegetable garden. Then the stone wall begins to tumble down, and before long, the general state of affairs is one of neglect. Now, if this be true in the natural, how much more is it true in the spiritual? Notice once again as we quote this scripture beginning at verse 32. I quote, "Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come. Even as these things bring forth a lesson which we should observe, we should also consider how true this is in the spiritual realm. A little neglecting of your soul, and you will find it drifting too far from the deep spiritual things of God. Then again, a little neglecting of the Lord's work, and you will find yourself careless and drifting with the tides of the world. But now, let us go back to our original text and consider it well. I quote once again, why stand ye here all the day idle? Today, as never before, we should make the firm decision that we will not be slothful. We will not be careless. We will not be neglectful about the most important things of life, and that is to care for our souls and the souls of many others who are perishing around us on every hand. For those who labor in the great kingdom of God, there is a reward offered. It is not a reward of materialistic gain. It is not a reward of the fame of the world. It is not a reward for the praise of men, but it is a solemn promise from the throne of the eternal God of heaven. And to better illustrate it, let me use the words of the Apostle Paul when he said in 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. For this reward, we continue our work for God with the expectation that heaven will surely be worth it all. Here is Kathleen with a poem for you.
Whatever is right, he will pay, by Brother Byron R. Whittenborn. Why stand ye here idle all day? Go ye into the vineyard right away. The grapes spoil on the vine ere they can be tread into wine, for the laborers are so few and there's so much to do. Now, whatever is right, he will pay. Go ye out on a mountain today, bring back that poor sheep gone astray. It's out there in the cold, away from the fold, but the shepherds are so few and there's so much to do. Now, whatever is right, he will pay. Oh, lift up your eyes to behold the ripe grain all turned to gold. With heads bending down, it falls to the ground. But the reapers are so few, and there's so much to do. Now, whatever is right, he will pay. Oh, pray ye the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the field, for reapers are much needed to gather in the yield. Oh, the laborers are so few, and there's so much to do. Now, whatever is right, he will pay. Why stand ye here idle all day, when there remains so much to be done? Haste ye, gather in the harvest before the setting of the sun. Oh, the laborers are so few, and there's so much to do. Now, whatever is right, he will pay.
Thank you, Kathleen, for the poem by Brother Whittenborn. We are grateful for the interest Brother Barney and his wife, Virginia, have in the missionary work in Mexico. Speaking of Mexico, listen now to Sister Edith Cole as she tells of how God has been blessing them in their efforts there.
We've really been encouraged in the work of the Lord here. Seems like we've had our battles, ups and downs, but the Lord has blessed us and we have victory today. We're grateful for that.
Now, suppose that we listen to a part of one of the Spanish services as it was being conducted in the little newly built chapel. Listen to the reading of the scripture from Matthew 22. Here is recorded the parable of the marriage feast and the man who came in without the wedding garment. Verse 14 in Spanish sounds like this.
Porque muchos son llamados y pocos escogidos.
Now, let us listen to this verse once again in Spanish as Kathleen reads it and gives us the interpretation in English.
Porque muchos son llamados y pocos escogidos, which in English is, for many are called, but few are chosen.
Yes, think of it, friends. Many are called, but few are chosen. Could it be that there are those who have not heard this call? Because we failed to do our part in sending forth the invitation? Listen now as Sister Carrie Shepherd said this about the work in Mexico.
People come from different communities here to pick cotton, and we're glad to have new people in services on Sunday.
But once more now, here are these final words from these devoted and faithful workers in the gospel.
We with you will be workers together in his vineyard, that maybe by our feeble efforts as he blesses us will be a blessing in this life, that souls might be brought into the kingdom of God. And truly say that we love you, each and every one, Christian love. May God bless each and every one of you. Lord bless you. Bye.
Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we thank thee that you have brought a revelation to your church and to your people and caused them to realize the great responsibility to be up and doing the Father's will while it is day. Bless all those who have their spiritual ears open to hear the call of God, and may thy work continue to grow and prosper, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen to Brother and Sister Stover, assisted by others, as they sang, He Will Not Fail Me Now.
When Satan tried to draw me back, Christ did not fail me then, but kept me on the upward track, and did not fail me then. While Satan tried his worst to do, my Lord was by my side, I knew.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a copy of today's message in print, you may have one free of charge by sending us your request. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.